Ich freue mich, dass ihr alle wieder hier seid.
Happy that you're all here again, so earlier in the morning. I'm even happier to be able to introduce Maha and Kai Biermann.
Hier ist nach bestem Wissen und Gewissen.
Here is, to the best of our knowledge and conscience, phrases in politics. I have full confidence that you will be entertained this evening. This evening?
Guten Tag, meine sehr verehrten Damen und Herren.
Day, ladies and gentlemen, dear voters, participants of the 32nd Commission Asian Congress, representatives of various social groups, spectators, new receptacles, friends. I'm happy that today, here, in front of us, in front of you, to be able to speak. Somehow, we don't look like revolutionaries. Well, not like those what people think they look like. But nevertheless, we're in the middle of a revolution, which on the one hand we're observing, but on the other hand, which we are also experiencing in various ourselves. The question which is posing ourselves is, are we subjects of change, just like classical revolutionaries, or are we able to influence where the travel journey is going? Or are we just objects of the new areas that the revolution is using for us? We're talking about the fundamentals of the lives of the generation that comes after this. We know that today we have to act. That has to be the request. All right. This was not original from Kai, but this was, except for the few wanted, there was the original speech by Angela Merkel, except for the text, the 32 Congress bit. Yeah, including the bit about the revolution. Well, as you can see, this is about phrases and empty phrases. So because we want to be scientific, we start with this definition. What is phraseology? It's this study of phrases, i.e. fixed statements. We are doing the phraseology, i.e. the study of empty phrases and statements. Well, what are these things? What are these things? We recognize them. They don't present little to no new information, which is an important criteria later on. We want to discover them later on. And this, exactly those things that don't present new information are probably, well, they are, you know, they have a good, they sound good. It's not easy to spot, and they're obviously true, in quotation marks. Well, we can also talk about Blechsprech,
i.e.
But it's indeed, this is really, that's what it's called. It's just called in Greek. A pleonasm is exactly that in Greek.
Yeah, wir fangen an.
All right, let's get started with hypotheses. All right, okay. We're not quite awake yet. All right. Slogans and phrases and commonplaces have the following function in the political speech. This is our hypothesis. They're not just randomly there to lengthen the text. They have a fixed function, and we want to demonstrate that later on using some examples. We want to hide things that belong together. The information density should be lowered, or you should be distracted from the fact that there is little information being conveyed. We later on will have a press statement which has zero information content, and we'll look at it later. Where sometimes they want to distract about the actual heart of the matter. On the other hand, and this also affects journalism, they want to be quotable, create quotable phrases without making it clear what the actual position of the people is. And they should generate the impression with a lot of people that
diese Menschen gehört haben,
that these people have heard what they want to hear. These phrases are often open in a semantic sense, such that everyone could add their own thoughts into it. We will later see the example of this, where someone is holding a press conference and everyone hears what they want to hear. It's a famous text as well. Right. So finally, it's buzzwords about buzzwords. Buzzwords that people want to hear, they need to be heard, they need to be used. And they need to be contextualized, perhaps using a harmless context. And now we get to the first example. This is now Kai's turn. We have a hot iron. This is a phrase, immediately a phrase. You will soon hear a famous politician who talks about exports or exports that we want to do of tanks to Saudi Arabia, which are not completely uncontroversial. We hear it in two versions. The weapons of which you're happy that they be delivered, but they don't threaten Iran. They threaten the democracy. They don't protect Israel, but they protect a feud, and they endanger us, which we have learned one thing. We've learned one thing in the West. In the past, we thought, well, the U.S. foreign policy is fine because the devil that we know is better. Well, we know that this can cause problems, and we send weapons, and then later on have to send soldiers in order to do peace missions to take the weapons away again. That's not a very clever foreign policy. It's very dangerous for our soldiers, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, the text, ladies and gentlemen, is pretty obvious. Well, he used a few phrases, for example, that he wants to say something of particular clarity. But to summarize, it was pretty obvious. This was in 2011. So Simi Gabriel was in the opposition at that time. The same politician, speaking about the same topic, with the same base idea, in 2014, well, religious or ethnic, from an ethnic point of view, the Arabic space has always been complex, more so today than ever. So many of these conflicts are being done in a violent way. So further tension could be discharged in a military way in the future. So it has become inevitable to send weapons, after careful checking, send them in the region. But at the same time, the mass of the violence should not lead us to not differentiate between different states in the Arabic region. Or we should be careful and carefully treat every individual case. The oft requested delivery of Panzer tanks should not be decided from a socio-economical point of view, but on the basis of a very differentiated and well thought of analysis. And with my analysis on this basis, that this cannot be justified based on this. But we have to regularly check whether this is still valid or if it's changed on the basis, on the political, on the social conditions on location. Once again, for everyone for whom it was too much or it was too fast, once again, the same topic, the same idea. He still has the same position that he rejects the export of Leopard tanks. Just the sound is a lot different. In 2011, there were weapons and they were dangerous for everyone, and they were a stupid idea. In 2014, right now he's part of the government, so now there are weapons with systems that can no longer be justified, but they have to continuously be checked if that's still true. So, well, the language is very nicely hiding the fact that has the same opinion, but it's no longer so opportune to actually say it so clearly. Now we come to the seminar part. The types of phrases, what kind of things are? I've characterized them as follows. The real phraseologism, or so-called collocations, or we have commonplaces, Then we have pleonasms, which are well known. Then we have the Hendiades, and then we have words empty of meaning. There's a few famous phrases. We had this very well known. Everything became very well known. We have, well, we can do it. Is another sort of optimistic base idea, but we don't know what exactly it's been. Or i.e. sort of high ranking talks. So high ranking in talks that fits well, but there are no low ranking talks. So anyway, so German ground also very very famous. Also on German ground, there should be German law, as Pafale said. There's another talk later on about space. Good work is being done, so there's no bad work. The limits of endurance is another sort of classic one. The mission of the people. It's gone off from the table. The red line, etc., etc., etc. There's a special example here. So what we notice, to be happy about a certain something is a double statement. Is in some sense you're satisfied, but you're also expressing something. So somehow here are some examples. So then I have here a whole group of examples. Something about clearly or saying it in a clear way. So say it clearly, to speak clearly, use clear words, or take a clear position. It's not obvious how you can be take an unclear position. And Pofalo wants additional clarity. So it's not clear what could it be. If it's additional clarity, is either clear or not. And then the famous commonplaces. I already had it once. What does it even mean? The grass is green is one example, a commonplace. It's obvious because it's red here on my shirt. So listeners have already, all my listeners designed this for me. Anyway, so for example, nothing is easy. A lot of things remain difficult in Afghanistan. As mentioned, the commonplace is something that's obvious from the beginning. The situation is serious. Demisier, Interior Ministry. Or we can only get something done if everyone does their part. Again, Demisier, Interior Ministry. And now the sort of the crowning glory, which has reached meme status which was already mentioned. Well, some hackers could hack something, but the reliability and security of the new personal identity card is not called into question. Right, talk about what a pleonasm is. As mentioned, you cannot negate them. They're constructive talks. You can't have any unconstructive talks. So valid law. So invalid law is not really feasible. Tireless work. You can't be tired. Tired work. So future potential dangers. So potential dangers is already talking about the future. So it's doubly futured. Doesn't really make sense. So innocent victims. Well, there are no, victims that can be blamed. We always talk about difficult situation. There are no simple situation. Yeah. Then we now have this situation with difficult, but difficult is not really adding anything here. Or the very specific individual cases. Well, unspecific individual cases are weird. I think it says on my shirt. Ah, all right. It says on my shirt. Yeah. I'm firmly convinced of something. We never really say I'm unfirmly convinced of something. Or I have complete or utterly complete trust, but half full trust is not really feasible. Or the half full sympathy doesn't really fit. This is because the first part of this pleonasm is unnecessary. It doesn't add any extra information. A special case is also a case of pleonasm is the Hendiades. It's is Greek. Hen means one, dia means through, dia means one through two. One thing is expressed by two things. We had that a lot, to the best of our knowledge and conscience. So knowledge and conscience, they're similar. You can't quite work out what the difference. So knowledge is also conscience. It has to do with morals, or according to law and order. So maybe law will be sufficient or order will be sufficient, but they're combined. They're combined into one thing that say the same thing. Open and honestly. So just open or honestly will be sufficient, but open and honestly, they say two, because it sounds better, because it has more mass, because it just enhances the whole effect. It's not just the conscience, it's also the knowledge. It just sounds better if you use two. And then to blow the text, or the empty words are even better. The method or the new demisere, the executive order, which is even demisere is part of the executive, so he talks about executive erfahren, so I mean trusten, or situation or happening, which often there is a situation or happen at work, just the work we do work, or the installation. Or we claim something, or scene is often, or the scene of the people putting things at risk. Yeah. All right, we carry on.
There's another interesting area about theory where neologisms, where words are newly created. We blog a lot about this in the Newspeak blog or in a podcast. First is data retention, so now it's called traffic data retention. So it's always about not really saying what's being done, but also in the airport order, it's always about, and hotspot is also about so the queen of neologisms.
Keine Bleibeperspektive haben.
So those that don't have a perspective to stay here also have to leave again. And we talked about getting rid of incentives, that cash rewards in asylum homes not are reduced, and for people being home again will be reduced, and people have to check again. It's not cut, it's seconds. And it's original text from Angela Merkel. And there was a really increase of neologisms. No staying perspective is like you don't get in here. Like misincentives means that if you take account of your right of asylum, then you get some money to be able to stay, and so it could be an incentive to stay here for the money, and then it has to be reduced so cash needs replaced by things, cash rewards, not really sure what they will get anymore, and enforceable
ausreisepflichtig sind, also wieder gehen müssen.
Also
diejenigen, die hier erstmal auf Asyl hoffen, die sehen das gar nicht.
So people that have that hope for asylum. They don't really know about German law, and they know we can ask for asylum, and some are really disappointed. So where do these empty phrases come from? Try to sort through this, where they come from, from which area these
und da fiel uns zum ersten
language pictures are coming from. The maritime metaphors or pictures, boat is full. So it means, yeah, only some people, limited amount of people can go in because otherwise they'll drown. And with metaphor to say you can't get in here. The refugee wave, storm, flood, or tsunami. It's not so funny because it's like it's a picture to invoke fear.
And
so it's meant to make people fear refugees. Oliver had like a really good picture from there. So if a few cats come towards me, then I want to pet them. But if a cat tsunami wants to roll at me, then I'm taking a weapon and want to shoot.
In einem Boot sitzen, ne? Ihr sitzt alle in einem Boot. Ich sitze in einem anderen, ich stehe hier oben.
So everybody's in one boat.
Oder wir sitzen alle in einem Boot, aber wir wollen dafür sorgen, dass die, die von draußen kommen, nicht auch noch reinkommen.
So maybe we are in the boat, but we want to make sure that the others don't get in.
Wir können was tun, ne? Wir sind aktiv, wir können das alles in eine andere Richtung, wir können die alle draußen halten.
Taking the rudder around so that we can do something.
Wir verlieren jemand sehr wichtiges, der das alles gesteuert.
The pilot is going aboard. But important.
Sehr beliebt. Bellizismen. Phrasen aus dem Bereich Krieg.
Bellicisms, taken from the area of war. So goal-oriented. Loading.
Und auch die
Cash registers. On the march.
Das ist nämlich plötzlich ein Ansturm.
And then in the sense of refugees, there's a storm or attack towards something.
Das Problem,
refugees are storming towards something.
Ihr seht ein paar Verwendungen, ne?
So here you can see a few uses.
Auch das soll Angst machen.
Also invoked to use fear, so meant to induce fear of the people that are only don't always want to destroy our nice Germany.
Also durchaus.
So it's like German tablet build, NTV.
Nichts Gutes, wie wir finden. Der nächste Bereich, sehr beliebt zum Thema.
Like traffic metaphor, also popular for internet, it's like very popular. So like,
die Weichen will man stellen, da wird jemand aufs Abstellgleis geschoben. Oder irgendein Internetkonzern wie die Telekom befindet sich auf der Überholspur.
Or companies
on the
over track, left. Like or the brakes are put on, green light is given.
Was uns wichtig dabei ist, es geht nicht darum zu lügen. Ja, also das ist diese Metaphern haben nicht.
So it's not about. We don't want to talk about lying. It's not really meant to talk about. They're not really meant to lie, but they really meant to say. But I don't know what's. Without talking about the real problem.
Technik und Physik, auch sehr beliebt.
Technology and physics is also very important. Things are put on ice.
Auch kein schöner Gedanke.
Or like hermetically sealed. Spirals of violence.
Auch da gibt es viel.
Or it's also popular.
Was bleibt?
What's left over?
Wie gesagt, es geht nicht um Lüge, das ist der eine Punkt, der uns wichtig ist, und der zweite Punkt ist, das Zuhören lohnt. Also das ist nicht.
So listening is really important, like it's not just noise that you should not listen to, but it's about information and them and get the information behind the empty words. So we try to find out what's left if you take out all the bloody speech and pleonasms.
Zum Beispiel Landesverrat.
So it's treason is left over if take all the stuff away.
Anfang August, als sich dann Herr Range,
so in the beginning of August, when Mr. Range, the General State Attorney also
was da wirklich an Infos.
Zur Wahrung und Sicherung der
Keeping the security and objectivity of the investigation. In July of 2015, I commissioned an external report where the investigator should confirm or not whether the published leaked documents are contain state secrets, and he so far confirmed that the documents probably constitute state secrets. And with that, he confirmed our opinion and those of the police intelligence services. I gave this opinion to the Interior Ministry yesterday, and then I was informed to drop the investigation and stop this report. So freedom of speech is very, very important, but even on the internet is freedom of speech not without limits, and they still have to adhere to laws, and they can.
Ebenso geschützt wie die
Justice is also protected by the Constitution.
Weil deren mögliches Ergebnis politisch nicht opportun erscheint, ist ein wirklicher Eingriff in die Unabhängigkeit der Justiz.
Influencing our investigation because it's not opportunistic for politics.
Ich habe mich auch gehalten gesehen, die Öffentlichkeit heute darüber zu informieren.
I felt it was my duty to inform the public about this. Thank you very much.
Ja, hier ist der gesamte Text.
I'm just going to the whole text. I'm just going to highlight the areas, the bits that have actual new information, and the whole everything else is just unnecessary. Right. So, just to begin with, the adjective, the beginning is to protect the objectivity of the investigation. Whatever he has to say that anyway. Anyway, the independent expert. What else? If they're not independent, then they're not experts. Then, well, it definitely independent is unnecessary. Given his temporarily judgment, I left the temporary in because it's important at the beginning. It gets repeated later, but it's less important later, obviously. And then the actual information that the so-called documents, the sort of preliminary judgment according to the expert did contain some state secrets, and then he told the ministry this, and it told him to stop asking for the report, and he followed suit. So the whole second part is just full of phrases or commonplaces. So because since no one doubts that freedom of press is very important, no one doubts that you don't need to do a press conference to talk about that, then this this freedom of speech is not doesn't have limits, even in the internet. That's obvious. Everyone knows. It does not free journalists from following the laws, which is also obvious. So the whole rest is unnecessary. Well, it's not completely unnecessary because he also says that the sort of the influence is unbearable. He didn't say that was taken. He just says if someone does take influence, it's unbearable. And given the accusations that are being done, but he didn't make any accusations. So you can only imagine what kind of accusations. So if he says it's unbearable that there's influence being taken, so you can't interpret that he means that there is some kind. He's accusing someone. Well, he's a lawyer, so he doesn't want to make himself vulnerable. So a lot of people read between the lines that he's accusing, making the accusation that someone did take influence. Well, on the other hand, it's obvious that, the Attorney General is indeed, does need to take orders. well, maybe the sort of taking influence is unbearable, but it's not. He's not being accused of it. And then at the end, we have this phrase: I felt compelled to inform the public about this. About what? About things that you already knew, or about the fact that freedom of speech is an important thing? It's not obvious. So at the end, we're just a bit clueless as to what. We can speculate. Well, he already thought about, predicted that he might get fired, and so he put in a text here without a real accusation, but from which you could derive an accusation. Okay, here's a little bit more warlike example. Thomas de Maizière, Interior Ministry, during the meeting of the Federal Bureau of Police. So as you can see, under the heading Terrorism in Europe. It's not clear what's going on here. All right. Well, let's listen to it. Let's start listening. So the word situation is already mentioned. It often occurs. There is a debate. How do we deal with the public? And I want to clarify my position with regards to that. We cannot discuss every single piece of evidence like this, neither before a situation, or especially not during a situation, not even through press activities, PR, and especially, and most of the time, not after a situation. Why is that the case? The first point is, a lot of these pieces of evidence or hints are from institutions or people or official entities which do not want to be known as the source of the piece of evidence. If this happens, there is the danger that they will no longer give a hint in future, because they or their source from which they have derived the piece of information, they might be in danger. And would not be of our interest. I mean, it's not in our national interest to lead such people to no longer give us such pieces of information. Right. Here's the text in full. Well, as I said, in our opinion, the only piece of information is that there's the danger that in future there will no longer hints, because the sources might be in danger. Well, I mean, you could think about that yourself. So not really a lot of information. The whole rest, the reigning bit, are just common places. In particular, before, after, and during the situation, you can cite anything at any point. It's not a lot of adding, not adding a lot of information. Well, most of it is, he could have just not bothered with it. No. The question is, why is that? So this is the rhetorical question. Well, that's what he's supposed to answer, but what's the point of asking? Well, you could say, well, these are just like sort of casual texts. Well, maybe he's just giving a speech. It's not that official. It's not meant for the history books. But the things that are meant for the history books is a statement by the government. They should be, they should contain information that should be able to be put into the history books. And they shouldn't sort of talk around, but they should just speak directly. Well, let's have a look at how it's really the case. All right, so Angela, as I said, I think Angela Merkel is a grand mistress of this kind of talking. We'll see quickly. We don't hear because it's too long. And we talk about the statement about one of the questions that has really a lot of people have thought about what kind of plan does the government have to deal with more than a million refugees. That's the whole statement. You don't have to be able to read it. There's going to be a few examples. The whole point is, this is the whole mass. And she talked in the parliament. She took a long time, about 5,000 words, 237 words, about the topic, how are they going to deal with these refugees? This is what it looks like if you take out all the bullshit. If you take out all duplicates, all the sort of, I'm going to emphasize the following, all the phrases, The funny thing is, you can still read the rest, and it would still be a good speech. There's still some content, but that's not how it was held. Right, that's about the percentage, about 2,087 words, 56%. Well, you could debate, of course, about how we cut things. You could talk about it, but you could say, but well, there's some piece of information here, and maybe you could cut something else. And I think the percentage is approximately correct. This is the official statement. Well, we talked about it for a long time. This has already been discussed. The funny thing is, the more often we read it, the more we cut. All right, a few examples. Angela Merkel. Dear colleagues, the police and secret services are working with high pressure to clarify the terrible attacks and the terrorist structures. Even in Germany, there's a high danger. So we follow all hints, and we have to, as we saw last Tuesday, we always have to make a difficult decision between freedom and security. I want to be clear, in the name of the whole government, we trust in our security infrastructure that they deal with the things properly, and they need our political support, and they have it, because otherwise they cannot act. Two things are very important to me. First, and I want to thank the majority of the parliament. We want to be careful and guarded, and it is important that we did that even before the attacks, that we'll have and that we enhanced on a technical and employee point of view, new employees. We added 1,000 new people for the new federal police. And until 2018, about 3,000 people, we will create so-called robust units with the police, which will be equipped in such a way that they can deal with terroristic situations and thus expand our possibilities significantly beyond what the GSG-9, the internal police, can do. Through this enhancement, we modernize them. We enhance the Interior Secret Service and the External Secret Service with people as well. What does it say? The whole I didn't mark it with color to make it harder. What does it actually say? It says we're going to enhance the police and the Secret Service, and we already decided that before we had these attacks. What the whole thing? Well, how does this got to do anything to do with the whole refugee situation? Nothing. But it was talked about in detail during it. There's some cool words like robust units of the police, which need to be trained in such a way that they can deal with such a terroristic situation. Well, where they were going. Well, I would hope so. Otherwise, they're pointless in such a situation. Right. Anyway, we're talking about refugees. Let's carry on. Maybe we'll learn what they actually want to know, what the refugees want to do. Because, you know, people think are interested, and a lot of people are coming. What is the plan? All right, let's carry on. We have a clear demand to know according to which logic will the government fight the sources of these refugees and the European deals and how it works on the national level. But we have to start with fighting the sources of the refugees. There is a lot of war and terrorism in a lot of areas. Nations are collapsing. For many years, we've read and heard and saw on the TV. But we, at the time, we didn't understand that which happens in Aleppo and Mosul, that is important for Stuttgart or Essen. And so we have to deal with this. And this will cause changes in our politics, in favor of our exterior politics, in favor of our development politics. We often ask ourselves, what does any act mean for us? I think it's obvious that we need to take this with patience, and we need partners. Right. What's the plan the government has? They have a clear demand that they want to know about this. All right. You laugh. Da verstecken sich Informationen. Well, the information is hidden, very well hidden. It says, we have to do something. We have to do something abroad. We have to do something with our refugee politics. It will change something about our politics. We need patience, and we can't do it alone. Oh, that's the information. Very well packaged. It's not all lying. It's about to present things in such a way that everyone thinks like they heard something that fit them and they're happy about it and they can sort of agree with it. They don't have to contradict it or reject it. Do we still have time? All right. Here, a short example that's a lot older, just to show how you can get lost in such things. Christian Roeg was a politician of the Conservatives and said this amazing sentence. Bin Laden and other terrorists are not poor, but the social explosion is the trash of the sort of the the phrase that the terrorism want to light up. He doesn't really know what he's talking about. Just as a small example, as a joke. Well, there is a sort of serious background here. Phrases do contain information, as you can see it. This is the data, thanks to at Floskelwolke. Thank you very much, Floskelwolke.
The project from two journalists who use Google to scan for like 130 phrases and empty phrases. They have a Twitter account and a website, and they have an API. You can download them. We took it for 2015 and for some important events, and then visualized them. And then you will see that you see some interesting things. In the middle, probably you can't read the description. What's all going all through? That's result alternative. It's like the zero variable of political communication. So everything is without alternative, because that we stand here is without alternative, because then there wouldn't be a lecture and you would be bored. So you can see more. The first phrase, over alienation, because some very conservative newspapers used them when talking about refugee problems. So human catastrophe is always used a few times. Human catastrophes, there were a lot of them. Most interestingly, they get less to the end of the year. So in the refugee situation, it decreased. Then the fear metaphor increased instead. There were a few spikes for Syria, like air raids, air bombings, and they are mostly related to the war in Syria. They got more important in the second part of the year, so without alternative. Then social tourism, it's only used like the beginning, when there were some refugee issue. They use it often, like a little bit in the beginnings, especially CSU, but Christian Social Democrats. But so asylum critical people, it's like a term used for Pegida. Those people criticizing the government and refugees. So then, when terms were criticized, they get less and less. And when there's debate about empty phrases or phrases, they are affected by that. Then there's the boat migrants. There was a spike in spring. when a lot of people try to go over the Mediterranean Sea, it was built, and they when it was seen what their story was, it was stopped. They stopped using this term. Then the refugee tsunami, it was used very, very frequently, especially in like autumn and winter, very popular. And then the refugee storm, so the fear is increasing, and the empathy towards tragedy. The boat is full also at the end, like, yeah, it increases and it's used a lot, so maybe now you're enough and we have enough of you, so stay away. So empty phrases are important, and you think they're important, but you still have to apply a filter to know what's actually going on. So how can this be contextualized, and this important here? So the over alienation and the refugee storm is a really strong thing in the end. If something like this is used, people get used to it. People get used to talking about conflicts, and that's dangerous. But you should really shouldn't do that. Everybody of you shouldn't do that. Shouldn't use such phrases or terms. Now we get back to the hypotheses. In the natural sciences, you always try to disprove them. So as a social scientist, we have to prove them. So context is blurred. I think this is clear that it's the information density is decreased or distracted from. I think that's especially is so with Range. He didn't say anything but wanted to make a press statement, so added some phrases. Distraction from what it's all about. Merkel was doing that, especially, I think. Was only going about increasing the security services. And that was embedded into that. So the occasion was refugees, but then she talked about this robust entities of the police. Like quotable phrases, can be seen with Range especially. And yeah, also with Merkel and de Maizière, you could see this, like the keywords, and also project an openness towards people and give the idea that they are heard. So sometimes things are contextualized in a harmless way, and sometimes, well, not so much.
So
formulated way.
Okay. Yeah.
Nur kurz zusammengefasst.
Just summarizing again.
Die lügen nicht.
They are not lying.
Wer sozusagen das sagt, hat nicht verstanden.
And who says they are lying didn't understand what it's all about. It's about they don't want to disrespect you. They don't want you to say, we don't want to be elected. I wouldn't elect him again, because they have to be re-elected. So they always try to take with them as many people as possible, or enable them to identify with these phrases, because we are a society of majorities, and that's the background. So it's not like evil in itself. So you can change it by filtering and also like by engaging with opinions that are maybe a bit different from yours, and yeah, and not talking so much bullshit.
Wir haben noch ein paar Minuten für Fragen.
So ist es.
So we have a few minutes for questions. We have the microphones here.
Um eure Frage möglichst kurz und präzise.
Please formulate short and precise questions.
Wir antworten natürlich in Floskeln.
Ja. He'll answer in phrases.
So, bis dahin aus dem Internet eine Frage.
Ja, aus dem IRC.
Question from IRC.
Wert auf die Mimik und Gestik der
Politiker. When you're analyzing, are you also analyzing the
Not to date. Maybe we should be doing it. In particular, de Maizière is very expressive. Merkel's facial expression not that expressive, but with de Maizière you can see it very clearly. Also, Ms. von der Leyen, our defense ministry, she always was acting out with her hands and her nice blue eyes. But to be honest, we limit ourselves to language. And well, so I've, when I was giving a presentation in Darmstadt, I analyzed him in more detail. The famous press conference where he said about you know the populace could be made unsure about what he said. There's a lot of expression. He looks to the Ministry of Interior. He looks over to him and as if they were good buddies, or the guy who's always pushing the microphones over to the museum. There's a lot of expressivity in the gestures and in the facial expressions. You could do something about it. Well, I'll think about it for the future. Thank you.
Mikrofon Nummer zwei, bitte.
Microphone number two. So I want to connect to that. The thing with the kind of presentation, so Range always looked down, that he could talk well because he was using these special words, and there this word order was like. Important for me because a government official can ask for a written order when he's not.
Well, we're happy to take about such hints. Please tweet us, mail us, send us to our blog. Thank you.
Okay, also Hinweise per E-Mail, Fragen jetzt, Mikrofon Nummer 1.
Ja, sorry, das ist ein ganz kleines bisschen off-topic, aber ich habe trotzdem den Drang,
dass. Also it's a bit off-topic, but I have to say this. This scandal for me, so that she's explaining her foreign policy to me, but so that she's saying that it's all about combating the sources of the refugee problem, and that she's saying that she would have fought against that earlier if she thought that it would have an impact on Essen and Stuttgart, so it's a scandal that it doesn't concern us when it's not.
Yep, thank you, thank you.
Mikrofon Nummer 3.
Microphone number 3.
Die Abnahme der Informationsdichte als Reaktion darauf, dass.
Do you see the decreasing of information density against.
It would be nice.
From the analyzing of. Speech.
That would be nice. Well, no, I think it's a sort of political inevitability. The more well educated the politicians are, the more people are in this political spectrum. In order to unify and have a lot of people, these conservatives want to sort of talk with the center. No one knows exactly what it is, but everyone's trying to gather it. It doesn't have much to do with us. I think it's all about. About political means to an end, and I think it was done in a very cunning way. There's the famous press conference by Seehofer, where everyone thought he wants to kick out the refugees or shoot them at the board. But if you look exactly, he talks about refugees and then he talks about immigration. So he's always talking about limiting immigration, which is something else about accepting refugees. It's very interesting about thinking about the context. So the sort of random person in Bavaria thinks like, oh, finally someone's doing something at those refugees. But he actually phrased it in such a way that you can't actually extract that. But what he wants to do is limit immigration, which is a little bit different about than refugees, than to kicking out refugees. But nevertheless, he is able to involve these sort of random pub people. So he wants to get the pub people on board through the context. And then those people who are listening a little more carefully, because those people say, oh, we're not really against immigration of accepting refugees. So the other Conservative Party also understands it. I don't want to admire it, but it's very, very clever how he does it, to say something where the pub people will say, oh, yeah, right, finally. And the other people, well, all right, well, fine, we can live with that. That's the trick.
Dankeschön. Mikrofon Nummer zwei, bitte.
Danke für Ihnen, bitte.
Im IRC hat jemand den ersten Foundation.
From IRC, someone mentioned the first Foundation novel where the delegates from the Imperium didn't actually say anything, but this was only mentioned after intensive analysis. Can we maybe automate your bullshit analysis so that we can get this through some filters?
We thought about it. Well, we will meet in January with Floskelwolke, who do have an algorithm, whether we can't do it automatically. It's not that easy because the context is very important. A few things can be automated. So if something has already been said, for example, Rang says three times independent and two times says expert. Well, even the computer is able to notice that. But it's difficult. The same thing is said slightly differently in a different way, but I think we can do something there. We'll keep thinking about it, and we can do some automation, I think.
Dankeschön. Mikrofon Nummer eins, bitte.
Thank you for number one. So these phrases are also used by people that you're close to without really knowing about it. And so I can reflect with those people about the phrases, but then the debate is probably over.
Punch them would be my, solution. Punch them and shake them. Well, on the contrary. What? I mean, people who are close to me. Well, me too. Yeah, me too. Well, I think it's important to think about phrases. I think you can do it in a peaceful way to say, well, all right, what did you just say? What does it mean to you? If you say, like, if you use that phrase, what does it do to you? What does it do to me? So I think it's very important to talk about it. I think people, I do know that people get a bit annoyed and, roll their eyes, but please do talk about it. It's very important.
Vielen Dank. Wir kommen zur letzten
Last question, microphone four.
Hallo,
I really liked your visualization of the Floskel Cloud, the phrase cloud. But you can see that some of the phrases pop up all at once, and then how did you analyze how this happens or why, and when it increases, if it originates from a blog and going somewhere else, or
right? So Floskelwolke analyzed Google News, so it evaluates blogs and media. There are no statements from politicians, only just indirectly if they are quoted. So I think you're right. For example, overly foreign is that we could get it out. There was a blog by the extreme right, and then I think there was the Jung Freiheit newspaper, which then distributed. And this you can also see in Google News because other people quoted. They said that. So in some cases you can analyze it, but it's a very difficult analysis. And we did it a couple of years ago. We're using the economic umbrella. You can see fairly well the first uses. You can often see whether it's more coming from the politicians or from the journalists. It depends on the word, but it's indeed quite interesting. Where does it come from, and who's bringing it up? So in this case, it was, in the case of the umbrella, it was the Financial Times, and it was very quickly used, and then suddenly, and then it started getting used by the politicians, by the sort of parliament and the ministry. Initially, it was the Financial Times. Some things are the other way around. For example, data retention that comes from the politician, then goes to the media. It's a circle, it's a circuit.
Thank you very much.